It's Wild 104.9, Justin Sane checking in. I got a great guest with me today. I don't even know how I'm going to introduce my guest. It's Crazy Bone from the multi-platinum group Bone Thugs and Harmony. Crazy Bone, what up, man?
What's good, brother?
Man, thank you so much for hopping on with me today. I want to take you back to 1994 in Little Rock, Arkansas, where a small white kid heard Down For My Thang for the first time and was hooked.
Wow, that's dope.
Thank you, man.
You say 94 Arkansas. I can picture it now.
Man, I was 11. Man, y'all's music has inspired many people over the years, and y'all have such a cult following. And all your fans, it doesn't matter what you guys do, from one fan to the man, you know, thank you guys.
Man, that's greatly appreciated, bro. Greatly appreciated.
On November 20th, you put out Chasing the Devil, highly anticipated album. Is there anything you can tell us about more upcoming singles, maybe a tour involved? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, man, it's definitely going to be a tour involved. I'm gearing up for that right now. It's going to officially take, I have a couple of dates next month in December, but it's going to officially take off in 2016. Yeah, 2016. You know, this is an album because it's a three-part album. It's a three-volume album. So I'm going to be working this album for the next 2 or 3 years.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like all you're going to see is Chasing the Devil coming from me, and I'm going to have some projects to drop in between the installments that I'm putting out for this album. So man, I got a whole plan of music just dropping everything, because you know this is my last solo world. So I'm trying to get all the music that I've been had stacked up in the archives over the years and just finally get it out to the fans. You know what I'm saying? Because they deserve it. They've been supporting us for so long. They deserve to hear it for real.
Man, that's awesome. I cannot wait to hear what you got brewing up your sleeve, man. Honestly, when I listened to the entire album, I was kind of blown away because I heard some things on the album I didn't expect to hear. The Send Me an Angel track, where it sounds like you're rapping over some dubstep, and I was like, wow.
Man, that's the thing, man. And this is something we practice, like, before we even, like, sound with Eazy-E. We used to practice over rapping over just random tracks, whether it was hip hop, whether it was rock, whether it was R&B, whether it was pop, whether it was any kind of genre. We used to have contests with each other, like, okay, let's see who can rap over this right now. We just turn it up full blast and we just start rapping, like, and that trained us, like, to be able to find the rhythm in any track you put on and be able to rap to it. That's a true artist to me.
Man, no doubt, man. And brand new everything. That track really hits home with a lot of people, because I think a lot of people have ADD and they are just bored these days.
Yeah, man. You know, it was like that track actually came from the whole essence of the album, you know, and it's, you know, like, because on the album, I'm basically speaking about my 21 year experience in the business and whether, you know, how I first started off thinking, perceiving the game, how I perceived the game when I was in it, and how I perceive the game at the end of my career, like now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, okay, it's three different modes that I was in. You know what I'm saying? Three different modes. Like, so it's, and I try to put them all together. And at the end, their brand new everything is basically saying, after everything I've been through, I want a brand new everything. And I was like, Fizzy, you got to come rock with me, man. Let's rock. And he killed it.
That is so awesome, dude. That is... I'm glad to see that throughout the years, because you hear stories about so many groups that they have feuds and then they never talk again for umpteen years, but you guys never actually did that. You guys always kept it 100 with each other as a group. And even when rumors would come out left and right, the true fans never bought in. Never.
Yeah, man, never. You know, and that's what we tell the media. Like, you know, I think the media even bought into it too much too, because they figured that we were just like this group that was put together, and just like any other group, you know, they get into the game, they people get in their ear, and the groups eventually break up. But see, it's different with us because we weren't put together. We're actual family. You know, it's dudes in the group that's brothers. It's, you know, and it's another member in the group that's those brothers' cousin. So it's like we weren't put together. All of our parents knew each other all of our parents went to school with each other, and it goes all the way back to our grandmothers knowing each other. So it was like the history runs deep with us. We wasn't no put together group. We grew up together from elementary school. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this is real family. Like, so it's like we always told each other, no matter what we do get in this game, we're not going to let money and fame come between us. Now, it was hard to sustain those claims. It was hard to maintain those claims, but we was able to overcome it and still to this day.
Right. Y'all really did take a hit from the media, especially in the late 90s after the Art of War release prior to the Resurrection album. One question I do have for you about that is you guys are pioneers of hip hop, and it always amazes me to see that the national media tends to kind of sweep you guys under the rug as the godfathers of hip hop. How do you feel about that? I mean, you guys don't get nearly as much love as some of the other artists out there who haven't sold nearly as many records.
Man, yeah, I know. And, you know, I think, man, it's all about, see, the industry is full of politics. And when it comes to politics, the industry tries to control you. I think the industry thought when we came out, these dudes are so talented, they're going to be so caught up in their fame and so caught up in this and that, that they're not going to realize what we're asking them to do. You know what I'm saying? So, but, like, they really had it mixed up because, like, although we were living our lives, like, we weren't stupid. We weren't stupid. We weren't those dudes easily convinced to jump to the other side. We weren't those dudes easily convinced that y'all should sound like this, or y'all should do this, or this is what y'all need to be doing to sell more records. We was like, bro, like, don't come up. Like, we never had an image, never had a gimmick.
Y'all have always done y'all.
We've always done us. Everybody else has always came to do what we do. We never jumped on somebody else's boat, ever.
No, and I've noticed that through the years. You guys have actually had other artists do y'all. And exactly. The Notorious Thug song in particular, from what I understand, Biggie actually tried to sound like you guys.
Yeah, man, and honestly, like, that was to me, out of all the collabs we did, that was the most amazing one to me, because the whole time, like, when we went in to do the song with Big, like, we all went in. First of all, it was so crazy because, you know, Big and Puff had it set out so crazy in the studio. We went in the studio and overindulged and passed out in the studio. You know what I'm saying? And Big even said, yo, did these dudes really just come pass out in the session? He was like, yo, but then he was like, I saw y'all dudes jump up out of your sleep, go right in the booth, and all y'all knocked your verses out like, bam, bam, bam. He said, I was sitting there stuck. So Big was like, yo, so I told Puff, I'm gonna take the song to the house and write overnight. I'm gonna come back tomorrow and lay my verse down. Now, mind you, We didn't get to hear what he laid down until after he passed away, until after the album dropped.
Wow. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't hear his verse until after he had passed away. So when we heard the verse, it was like, I was like, yo, just killed everybody on a song. I said, he done everybody on a song, man. Like, Big came with it. Hats off to that brother for that one, man. Rest in peace for real.
I remember the first time I heard the song, I was so excited because I always had a thing for Big and I always had a thing for y'all. And so the fact that y'all got together and did the song and then the beat dropped and it let's ride. And I was like, oh my gosh, this song here. You know what I mean? That was a great track. Wow.
Yeah, man, it was big, you know, classic. Blessed to be able to work with that brother, man. You know what I'm saying? He's very talented, taking before his time, which still pisses me off to this day. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but it's all love.
Another track I want to ask you about, and I've always wanted to ask you this, is the Clash of the Titans that you did. First off, dude, you murdered that track.
Man, thank you, bro. Like, appreciate that.
I had never heard anything like that. I was like, wow. Did Eminem ever reach out to you about that track?
No, man. I never heard anything from anybody about the track. You know what I'm saying? And, like, a lot of people took it like it was a diss track to him, but it really wasn't. I was just like, I heard the beat, and I was just like, yo, it'd be a dope idea to just like he did Rap Gods. And then I was a big fan of the movie Clash of the Titans. I always loved that movie ever since I was little. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, this would be dope to do one called Clash of the Titans. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I just, because people had been telling me, they was like, you should do this beat, you should do this, you should redo this beat, because everybody knows that I do my mixtapes, the quick fix. So everybody knows that I do these tapes, the fix tape, I mean. Everybody knows I do these tapes. So, you know, I'm hearing everything, but then my brand manager hit me one day, and he was like, yo, I really think you should go and rap over this this Eminem track, bro. You really should. The fans are asking for it. I think you should do it just to do it. And I was like, okay, all right, cool. So I went in there, 2 days, knocked it out, bam, and put it out, and people loved it, man. So I was like, you know, you were right. You were right, for real.
Man, I give you so much respect for that track in particular, because just the way you hit the beat, and when the beat switched, you switched right with it. It was just so, you were so in tune with it that it really, it was like being on a journey of you describing how rappers have emulated your style and not giving y'all the respect y'all deserve, which a lot of your fans will attest to noticing it from afar. Definitely.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you know, me and my dudes definitely don't get the respect we do, man. But like I said, it's because people thought they could control us. They thought they could like have us go in one direction when they really couldn't. So then at that point, we became uncontrollable. We became too wild. They don't listen. They're dysfunctional. Don't mess with them. All because we didn't want to fall into their plans. You know what I'm saying? We already had our plans. And as you can see, we're still rolling together. All five lives, still healthy, doing our own thing right now to this day.
And still releasing music that your fans love. And that's part of the deal. Is, I mean, I started listening to you guys when I was 11 years old. I'm 32 now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So 21 years you guys have been doing your thing, and still, you got fans, you got a cult following, and your store is doing really well. And I saw them mention you guys in the Straight Outta Compton movie. What did you think of that movie? Did they do Eazy-E justice in that movie?
Man, I think the dude that played Eazy-E did a tremendous job, bro. Dude had me even thinking about when I was watching the movie, I was sitting back like, yo, that's Eazy-E would have said too. That's just how he would have acted. You know what I'm saying? Like, although it was a lot of things that was taken, it was stressed out. Which, you know, Hollywood gonna do that to you. You know, it was a few things that were stressed out, but overall, I think they did a wonderful job in capturing the essence of the group and all the issues that they went through at that time in hip hop. I think they did a great job of doing that.
That's good to know, man, because that after seeing the movie, that's one of the first questions I had. Is I got to know what Bone thought, and if they thought they did Eazy-E right.
Oh yeah, well, I'm gonna name a few things. The only thing I don't like about it is how they had Eazy-E looking like he was broke and down on his luck after the whole NWA thing. Because even though he may have been upset, we know he wasn't down on his luck. Eazy-E was an engine. He was an engine, and when he got us, he was on an all-time high. He was on an all-time high. He was like, because like you gotta remember, our single had dropped, Thuggish Ruggish Bone, before a lot of that stuff had happened in the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, our single had already dropped, so Eazy was already walking around like, okay, yeah, it's cool. I'm on my way back up. That's why we called our album Creeping on the Come Up, because he was part of that.
And that was a double platinum album.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? And the single took off immediately. We didn't even realize how big the Thuggish Ruggish Bone scene was until Eazy came and picked us up and sat us down and was like, yo, I got to talk to y'all. We were like, you finna send us back to Cleveland. We done took too many hotels. What's new? we didn't learn too much down. What's going on? He was like, yo, y'all dudes got the number one single in the country for going on a week now. We was like, what? He was like, man, no lie. And then it's so crazy. We turn on the radio in the car and the song was on the radio. This the first time we hear it on the radio. We like, yo, we tripping. Like, he was like, y'all fall back. Y'all about to be a superstar.
Y'all was everywhere at the time. I mean, MTV, BET, For the Love of Money video came on. And then, you know, I mean, it was just Bone Thugs and Harmony on Yo MTV Raps. I mean, y'all really kind of took off in a way that nobody expected at the time, especially because the game was just... It was so sketchy with, you know, the NWA and Death Row and all that. I mean, y'all just kind of catapulted. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly, bro.
Any chance of another Bone Thugs and Harmony album?
man, all day long. You know, we ain't going out the game without a final bang. You already know that.
That makes me feel better, because you know when you say stuff like this is my last project, I'm like, hold on now, you can't walk away completely, can you?
I mean, you know, like yeah. This is my last solo project. You know what I'm saying? But I'm music is definitely my first love. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna definitely be in the back scenes. I have a lot of artists that I'm working with now. I feel like I can take these artists that I've been working with now and really put my all in them, because I'm finally at a level to where I'm not trying to be the artist. That was our whole problem. Like, our success was so big, we actually had to wait until it was time for us to stop being artists, mm-hmm. to actually put the energy and time that should be put into an artist that you're trying to develop. I feel that's very important, because, like, when you're being a celebrity yourself, it's hard to concentrate on other artists. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's not that you're hating. It's that you're so much in demand still. It's like your fans want to see you, and your fans ain't trying to hear nothing you're trying to put out. You know what I'm saying? They're like, that was a Wabone. We don't want to hear that. What's a Wabone? You know what I'm saying? So we had to get over that, and now I think we passed that. And the artists that I have now that I'm working with now, I think are so seasoned and so ready to be let loose. That's what I'm going to be doing. The Bone album is in the making. It's the 20th year anniversary. We're going to do a double CD, one with just Bone and one with all the collaborations that we've done in the past, mm-hmm. and some new ones that we're going to get to come out and celebrate our 20 years with us on the second CD. So it's going to be a musical festival, man. You know what I'm saying? From Bone Thugs and Homie, definitely.
We cannot wait as fans. We are more than excited for it. Favorite album, just as a fan, Thug on the Line. That was my favorite record.
You said what? Oh, Thug on the Line?
That was my favorite record.
Okay, that's love, man.
I listened to that record for years, bro.
That's dope.
Go ahead, give your shout outs, your social media, let people know what city you're performing in next. And Crazy Bone, man, it was a complete honor talking to you. I really appreciate it, bro.
Man, it's all love, man. You know, first of all, I want to shout out to all our fans, man, because without the fans, you know, we have nothing. Without the fans, no artists have anything, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely much love to them. They still buy us thick and thin. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for supporting the album, Chasing the Devil. If you ain't got it, go get it. It's available right now. The first installment, Temptation, is available, finally. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all want to catch me, you can catch me on Twitter at @IamCrazyBone, Facebook, Crazy Jack Your Boss, Instagram, Crazy_Bone. And also, we're getting down live in Houston, Texas tonight. You can come check us out. We're on the third annual Texas Takeover Tour. This is something me and my dude started 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? It's getting bigger. So y'all can expect every year for Bone to be down here with some special guests. And also, if you're in the Los Angeles, California area, check us out. This weekend, we'll be in Vegas, Phoenix, and Los Angeles representing, you know what I'm saying? So it don't stop. Much love, y'all.
Crazy Bone for Bone Thugs and Harmony. It's Wild 104.9 in OKC.